Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast, a show that offers you tips and strategies to help speakers build the business of their dreams. Now here's your host, 30-year industry veteran and business coach, Jane Atkinson.
Well, welcome everyone to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. I'm your host, Jane Atkinson, and my special guest today is the leader of the Wealthy Speaker School, Jen McDonough. Welcome back, Jen.
Well, hey, gang. Thanks for having me, Jane.
Now, we have been through so much together over the last 10 years inside the Wealthy Speaker School, and we have seen some stuff for myself personally over the course of 30 plus years in the business. I realized that there have been some pretty monumental things that have gone down. And today we want to talk to you about how to recession-proof your business. And we're going to come at it from a couple of different angles that I think you'll find helpful and at least get you thinking about how to recession-proof your business. Let's just talk a little bit about Jen during COVID. So Jen is out on the road speaking. I am just here running the school and coaching and doing what I do. So she's kind of my boots on the ground. And so during COVID, Jen, you were kind of in pretty good shape on, and you even raised your fees during COVID. I mean, I love that about you. And so talk a little bit about your COVID experience just from the most recent, you know, kind of not recession, but something similar to it.
Well, you know, for me, Jane, I just found that when I get in scarcity mode, I do nobody good. And so over the years, I've just learned the value of building margin in my life and also my business and our personal finances. So it's taken a while to get to that point to build that margin. But I feel like in the recession or whatever we're in or going into or we're in is having that margin to fall back onto both mentally and financially and kind of all in all areas in life has really, really been helpful.
So you're talking, when you speak of margin, you're really talking about building in some buffers, some things, I call it a comfort fund, you know, things that allow you to not stress too much. But one of the things, this is kind of the central reason why I wanted to have this call with you, and I think you do this beautifully, is when you start to see something on the horizon, whether it be a pandemic, whether it be a recession. And one of my first big disruptions to our business was 9/11. That was huge. Everybody's business closed down for a period of time. And I remember at that moment, I was an agent working, selling speakers. I was just a regular agent. I wasn't even the leader of the exclusives division at that time. I was selling speakers and I had a lot of contracts out. And when I instinctively turned towards my clients and said, how can I be of service? So when you get into these situations, when you create value for your clients, that is exactly the right position to be in. So I think it happened. So 9/11 wasn't a major like 6 month, 12 month. I don't actually remember how long the business was interrupted for.
I bet it felt like forever at the time because you don't know.
It was the first one, right? And it was so tragic and devastating and jarring for everyone, of course, in the world. And so, it just took a long time to come back from that, even emotionally. Then we had economic meltdowns. Then we had recessions. Then we had the pandemic, which by far has been the worst. And now they're talking recession coming down the pike. And I will have Andy, the great calmer downer, Andy the economist, back on the show, Andy Bush. He really looks out into the future and kind of shows us what to do in the face of a recession or something like that. But I think about some of my clients. So number one, recession-proofing yourself is, or catastrophic event-proofing yourself, is provide and be clear on giving awesome value to your clients. One example, actually I have two examples. Ryan Estes started the business, Jen, in the middle of an economic meltdown. He did not come into play in a very good. And so he immediately said, I can help. I can help you during this time. He's a sales guy at heart. And so, you know, he really got people ramped up very, very quickly. And that helped to build his speaking business. Meredith Elliott Powell, one of my clients who just got admitted to the Speaker Hall of Fame, by the way, which was awesome. Meredith, she said it felt like the pandemic was the fire and she put the fire hose over her shoulder and ran towards it. She went out to her clients with no agenda and just said to them, what do you need? What do you need help with right now? What's going on? How can I help? How can I be of service? So tip number one is to provide value. And number two is around being incredibly clear on the specific problem that you're helping to solve so that people will know that you're their person when they find you. How you've gotten from being kind of, when you started, Jen, you wanted to speak on a lot of different topics. And every year you've gotten more and more narrow in your focus. Talk a little bit about that in your own journey.
Yeah. You know, when you are in scarcity mindset, you go to desperation big time. And that's when you don't have that margins in your life. Like you're just scarcity and you try everything. But when you start to build that mindset, Jane, which I know you talk a lot about and see it more as abundance things, you start seeing the value of, okay, you know, I may not be able to serve the whole ocean, but I can serve this one bucket. And when I can serve that one bucket, I can really make that bucket of water boil and do some amazing things, not only for the people that I serve, but also in my business. So I've just found that it's much easier once you get very clear on things like your audience and your lane, like all of a sudden it goes from who's going to hire me, where, you know, where am I going to even start to, I know exactly where to start and I know what the next step is.
And because you were a speaker who had a message of resilience, you took your focus to first responders. So 911 operators, fire people, police, ambulance drivers. There's a lot of people that fell under that umbrella. And really, I think that was what gave your business tremendous traction, just having that focus. Now, since then, you've gone one step out to say anybody who helps support a community is a good fit for you. And I like that because that's got focus as well. But being that finite, when somebody says, like I, as I've said before on the podcast, I watch a lot of coaches. And so I have seen coaches that are only coaches to practicing physicians on how to lose weight. Like that's your market, physicians who need to lose weight. So if I'm a practicing physician and I have 10, 20, 30 pounds to lose, that's my person. That's the only person because she's going to come at it from exactly my standpoint. She's going to use all my language. She's been there. She's done it herself. She knows exactly what she's talking about. And it's very interesting. We've seen a lot of people get very, very focused inside the Wealthy Speaker School on what they're talking about. And it's resulted in business, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what the cool thing is going back to the recession proofing, when you know who you're serving, you can, I mean, there's so many opportunities to serve. And when that comes about, you can ask yourself, not only, you know, when you have these horrific things going on around you, it gives you the opportunity to say, I can't control all of this going on here, but what can I do? And when you know your audience and get crystal clear on what you're speaking about, it becomes very easy. Because I'm all about easy, hitting that easy button. And it becomes very easy to say, what opportunities does this open up for me? So for me, Jane, you know dang well, I came kicking and screaming to the virtual world. Like I didn't want anything to do with that. I was in admiration to those who were doing it. I'm like, hey, good for you. But that's a lot of work. And long story short, I think you've heard this. I had a company hire me for an event, for a virtual event during COVID. And I was like, oh, dang it. If I cash this check, it means that I have to deliver. So I have to check for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. I did it. I loved it. And it's just amazing that sometimes when these awful things happen, what that opens up, what opportunities that opens up to serve and to be able to make that impact.
And I want to go back and look at all of the times when we thought, uh-oh, our industry's in trouble. 9/11 happened and we definitely thought our industry was in trouble because travel was in trouble. There was travel was completely disrupted. And so a lot of meetings really in that scenario got pushed. But economic meltdowns, one of the first ones after 9/11, and I hope I don't have my timeline wrong, I'm not great with dates, but one of the first ones after 9/11 was all about companies becoming aware of all of the lavish events that were happening and how the shareholders were saying, how is our money being spent? And so there was a period of time when it was like, well, are meetings even going to be had anymore? Because now all of the companies had to prove that they were spending their money wisely. So that happened, and that was a bit of a shakeup, and do we still need to get together? And then, of course, recessions and what have you. But the pandemic showed us, I think, hands down, better than anything else, how much people need to commune with one another. And so within that was opportunity. And then sprung virtual. And now we will never do business the same way again. And so from difficult situations can spring opportunity. And I think if you are positioned well and you know exactly what specific problem you're going to help solve, that for you, clarity equals confidence. And you can take that out to the market and say, I am here to serve. And it's a beautiful thing.
Jean, don't you think now more than ever, and just am so giddy about this because we have people who come into the school and they talk about different things or they talk about different audiences. I think now more than ever, there's more ways to do our revenue streams. Like it gives us this, as presenters and speakers and experts, so many more choices that we didn't have. So if you want to do a course or coaching or virtual or in person, there's so many more opportunities than there were because of what we went through, which is pretty cool.
Coming out from the other side and business has changed. There are people who will never, ever work in the office 9 to 5 again, Monday through Friday. And I think that is a beautiful thing. Why does it need to be the same as it always has been? And we've proven that it's no longer necessary. And so business has changed and evolved. And so let me give you a recap. Number one, we want to provide awesome value to our clients. How can I serve? Number two, be clear on what specific problem you are going to help solve, because we know that clarity equals confidence. And then number three comes back to consistency and planting seeds and being a voice of service. I've talked a lot about how Chris West said to me early in COVID, come on, Jane, we need to do something. People need to hear from us. And it reminded me in a moment of scarcity and, fear that, hey, wait a second, people need me now more than ever. And they need to hear my voice of reason, my voice of calm. And you can be that for your clients in a time of, so when they say recession is coming, guess what? There are going to be pockets of opportunity that are there for people. I talked to somebody, Jen, I can't remember if I did a Focus 40 with them or if it was just a little introductory call or something. And he said he had not had one piece of work in over 2 years. And I thought, well, I think I know what the problem is. It's your brain. You have a thought that there's no work for me, and that is what's become your truth. When all of our other clients and school students have been out there, you know, hustling and getting the business. And when I say hustle, I mean incredibly focused, strategic hustle, not just work yourself to the bone for the sake of working yourself to the bone, but really getting out there and being specific about who you're going to help and what problem you're going to help solve. We did not have anyone inside of our school or in our coaching world who wasn't thriving during COVID because the opportunity was all around us. And so the same is going to be true for the recession. And I do want to say that it's not for sure that we are going into a recession. Just last week, I don't know when this is going to air, there was a massive jobs report that said we are back to pre-COVID employment numbers. And so that's good news. And I think that kind of shifted people a little bit and like, well, are we going into a recession or aren't we? Anyway, so I just want to say that we don't actually know what's happening. I'll have Andrew Bush on later to talk about what he believes is happening. He's my voice of truth in the situation. But is there going to be opportunity there? I would say that's a big old heck yeah.
Jean, I love the mindset piece. You know, you can look at it as a scarcity thing. Oh, there's nothing out here like the call that you had. Or you can look at it as, oh my gosh, there's so much business out here. And it's not just this hunky-dory thing. Yeah. It's a true thing of when you start looking at how can I serve? What can I do? What's my next step? And that clarity that we talk about, having that just gives you that confidence in moving forward.
Yeah. Well, the great resignation that happened during COVID meant that there was an employment glut, that people couldn't find good team members. Well, then I just heard last week somebody saying that companies were starting to lay people off because of the recession. And I thought, wow, I wonder if that's a knee-jerk reaction. Like, is that even necessary to do that yet? I don't know. Of course, I don't know the situation in that particular company. But anyway, let's just remember that we've been through this before. We know what to do. We know that we can help. So let's just get out there, plant those seeds, and be the voice of service for our customers. I think the more we can just be out there with that attitude that I have some value to offer you, the better off we will be. Well, thank you all for listening in today. This has been one of our little shorties that we love. Quick nuggets of information for you. And I hope that we will see you on the next episode of the Wealthy Speaker Show. See you soon, Wealthy Speakers. Bye for now, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. If you need help building the speaking business of your dreams, head over to WealthySpeakerSchool.com and take advantage of our 20-minute next step call. Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast.